Blog Talk Radio.
Yay! Welcome to Angel Antics. You are here with Eileen Powers and my beautiful and magnificent and fun-loving DC Love. Hi, DC. How are you today?
Hello, Eileen. I'm so happy to be here. And you know what time it is? It's eclipse time, everybody. We are,
Woo-hoo.
You know, we just had a beautiful, powerful solar eclipse coming today. And with this beautiful eclipse, Eileen, we have opportunities coming. We have, you know, transitions coming. We have fulfillment. We have empowerment. So we really have to pay attention now, put a little extra focus, you know, on whatever it is that you've been wanting, whether it's, you know, a job, you know, home, family, improving, whatever. You know, really, really put your focus there. And don't be afraid if the angels start to push you a little bit, you know, outside of your comfort zone. Because, you know, they want you to really excel and succeed. And know you are supported. You are supported by the angelic realm. And you are supported by your loved ones that are all around you. So really, please, you know, embrace this time and really focus. And if any emotions come up, just let them surface. You know, bless them for the power to inform and just, you know, and then just move on. So with that being said, Eileen, I was wondering, do you have maybe like just like a really short little meditation to really welcome in this beautiful solar eclipse?
Well, you know me, I love meditations, and thoughts are just invitations, initiations, and prayers. And so let me have everybody take a really deep breath. We're going to do three deep breaths to clear ourselves and center ourselves. So one, breathe really in deep for at least a count of four or five, and then release that. Let out everything that isn't serving you. Do that again. Breathe out anything that isn't serving you. And breathe in one last time, really deep. Hold it. And release absolutely everything that isn't serving you right now. Now, I want you to focus on your heart space. And I want you to go close your eyes and go inside that space. I want you to imagine a space, any space that you love. It can be imaginary, or it can be somewhere that you visited before that's your favorite place to be. Either one. And I want you to imagine that, and I want you to picture that really beautifully in your mind's eye. Now I want you to watch yourself entering that space. I want you to walk into the space, and I want you to look around and see what's around you. Is it beautiful colors? Is it beautiful flowers? Cute little forest animals? Or a beach with a whale bouncing by and some dolphins playing in the waves? The zoo with all its animals? Laying on the grass, looking up at the blue sky, watching some soft, cushiony, pillowy, cotton ball type clouds float by. Wherever your space is, I want you to go there, and I want you to sit down and relax. Now, I'm going to give you 1 minute of silence by yourself. And with
Eileen, are you still with us? Eileen? Okay, everybody, I don't know what happened with Eileen. We had our, you know, our moment of silence, and I believe Eileen has, you know, she may have dropped off. We'll get her back. But I just want to say, I think it's this, you know, this solar eclipse energy that's bringing in, you know, this crazy energies. It's shenanigans and a little bit of hijinks, and of course we expect it because it's angel antics. So what I'm going to do, okay, Hold on. Eileen?
Thank you. Unmuting me
what
makes
happened
a big
to you?
Difference.
You dropped
like
on me.
Unmuting
what?
Really
for a second.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you know what? I don't know what happened to you. I didn't do anything. I was waiting, and you dropped off, it said, and now you're back.
I did.
So I'm glad.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we had
my
a moment
problem
of silence.
Was, yes.
Go
we
ahead.
Had a moment of silence. I apologize. Like PC said, those are the antics that the angels pull. I was actually trying to look at my phone to look at the clock for a timer. So I kind of messed
okay.
up your meditation. I'm so sorry. If you all at some
okay.
point tonight after the show would like to take that moment, start with what I was sharing with you, and what I was going to ask you to do was go ahead and take just 1 minute to do breath work of breathing slowly in and slowly out very rhythmically. If you do that for 1 minute a day, you will find yourself in greater focus for yourself and the ability to do more for you and others by just focusing 1 minute a day on your breath work. And that's what I'd like to share. With that, unless you have something to share with us, PC,
I did like the minute or so of breath work this morning, but the focus was a little different. I had Joan Rivers coming in, and she had me and others breathe in the good shit and breathe out the bullshit. So it was really funny because I was watching the show last night, and they must have said bullshit about 10 times. And then I woke up, I had a client this morning, and he's saying, you know, there's so much bullshit going on. I said, okay, you know, that's like a sign. It's a synchronicity. Everywhere I turn, I hear the word bullshit. So I said, you know, like, angels, what's going on? And Joan said, she just wants everybody, I guess with the solar eclipse, to breathe in the good shit and then breathe out the bullshit. So with that being said, we do have some callers. Some dropped off. I hope they come back. I think they thought we got disconnected. But we're going to start off, we're just going to connect with our callers, and we're going to bring in some of that good energy, Eileen, and let's see what kind of messages we have for them tonight, okay?
All right, fantastic. Sounds wonderful.
Okay, our first caller, 918. It's really great to connect with you. This is DC Love and with my beautiful co-host, Eileen. Can we have your name, please?
Hello,
918.
This is Karen.
Hello, Karen. Very nice to connect with you.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Okay,
hi,
you have
Karen.
A question for us?
Oh,
that's Eileen.
I have
okay, Karen,
actually have a burning question. I would like you guys to see if you can bring a special message for my angels. They seem to have given me 5 gray feathers in my yard, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what the message there was, and I'd like to know what they have to say about that.
All right.
What did the feathers mean?
Well, usually feathers are from angels, but they're I'm not sure what the significance of gray is, other than maybe that's what they were able to find. Usually I find when I find feathers, it's like 1 or 2 feathers, and they're usually white. And then I just assume they're from my angels. And so let me just drop in and see what I, you know, what I can pull for you. Well, what I'm getting here, Karen, and you said how many? 6?
I think there were 5 of them.
5, okay. And 5 can be a significant number. So if you looked up the number 5, that might benefit you in trying to decipher what your message is here. What I'm getting overall is that you do need to look for some perfect timing. This has a little bit to do more with you know, the balancing the plans you've been making, kind of trying to figure things out. One of the reasons is I've got, it's funny, because I have one message that's telling me that there is a need for balance and that you need to wait for perfect timing. The next message I have for you is that the plans you've been making need revision. There's a lot more going on than what meets the eye, than what you're really seeing. And it's actually poor timing at the right now. So they're telling you to look for perfect timing because right now is not your best timing for, you know, for whatever these plans are that you've been looking into.
Okay.
We all know, I've worked with you before, as you well know, you really are a light worker. And God really has shined a lot of divine light and love your way. And so your job is to actually be like an angel. And maybe that's the significance of the five and the five feathers, is to show you that you have the ability to build your own wings, be your own angel here on earth, be a light worker here on earth. That is your job. To be that for all inhabitants. I know you know that. I know it's an area that you already are working in, so it's not a surprise that this comes forward for you. With going back to the need for balance and to wait for perfect timing and that you need to revise your plans because the timing on your plans right now is it's not good. It's not working. But what I am hearing is it is a good time for you to give birth to some new ideas and to know that you are being protected and that it is time for making some of these changes. The angel Isaiah is actually with you. He actually looks over new plans, new ideas. The birth of new ideas is what he looks out over. And so that's why I believe it is really time for you to give birth to some new ideas. I also, separate from all of that, I'm also getting that you have a relationship that can absolutely grow closer, but there is some forgiveness that needs to take place. There's definitely, there was a conflict, but there definitely can be positive resolution come out of this. And it will really bring almost like a new romance into your life, like new people will be coming into your life, someone that you just love to be passionate, that you ignite a spark with, whether it be this spark of creating new ideas with that person. But be really open to giving and receiving. This person will be very loving. It does kind of show that it may be a personal relationship, but it might not necessarily. It might be a business-type relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's coming.
I
you
hope
know,
so,
be coming
because
you
I'm
what?
Married. I hope so because I'm married.
Someone, like I said, I'm hearing more that this is a good time to give birth to new ideas. So this absolutely could be a person that's going to come in and work with you on those new ideas. They're going to, this person is going to ignite a lot of passion in you for creating new things, giving new birth to new ideas.
Yes.
You really do have a great gift to the world. You need to feel the gratitude for everything that is in your life. Because even the things that don't seem perfect, you just need to appreciate. Because everything flows through you in great bounty. Cherish the preciousness of the life and everyone that has anything to do with you or that is even around you. And thus, you will be cherished by them.
Okay.
Also, I don't know what type of spiritual work you do, but I am also hearing that within your own practice, like I said, you are that light worker, you also need to make offerings.
you know, as the Indians did. They get up in the morning and they greet the day. They look at the sun and they thank the sun for rising and giving them new life for a new day, for new opportunities and adventures. And so as you do that morning mantra, however your personal prayers happen to be, you need to give an offering. So what I'm seeing, those feathers that you received, that was an offering. That was an offering to you. And so it is time for you to offer back. And those are simple things. You know, a great offering. You see a bird that has fallen out of a tree. You somehow are able to pick it up without touching it, because if your smell is on it, the mother bird will not take it back. So you get a piece of paper and you pick it up softly and gently and you lift it back into its nest. That would be a fantastic offering. That would be an amazing offering to the universe, to the earth, to this energy that's looking for you to do that daily offering. It's to show your gratitude. You found a rock on your path. You have an altar at home. When you do your daily meditation, prayers, whatever it is that you do there, set that rock on there as an offering. But so does that make sense that you need to also give offerings back as you've been receiving gifts, like of those feathers? It is giving an offering back, which shows that you are truly thankful for everything you've received. In our modern day, we have a tendency to have the entitlement program. So many people feel that they are entitled to this and entitled to that and entitled to the next thing. And no one's entitled to anything. If you receive, you must be grateful. And so this is just saying to make sure that you have that proper exchange of being grateful for what you've received, being thankful, and also giving your own offering back. So I hope that makes sense to you today, Karen.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. I'll let DC.
Well, thank you, Eileen.
Any more to offer you?
Yes.
DC.
And Eileen,
love,
we're going to start moving the pace, and we're going to move the pace up a little bit. A lot of callers, but
uh-oh.
Karen, this is
okay.
Cindy, and I want to tell you, you were talking about five feathers, and that signifies, you know, that change is around you. The five means there's change coming around you, and the angels are asking you to stay positive, okay? You have to, stay positive, create positive thoughts. They're going to empower you, and I get the word success, okay? There are going to be a couple obstacles here and there. Don't let that worry you. Okay, the angels are with you. You may have a few sets as well. But just, stay positive. Let that empower you. And know that your angels are always with you, okay? So they're with you and they're saying, Karen, you're going to succeed. I hear abundance coming. And know that love is the answer to all your questions, okay? The answer is always love. You're asked now to just surrender any need to control what's going to happen. And allow the angels to come in and let them help you with the situation that you're going through, okay?
Okay.
You're asked to stay optimistic. Note that good things are coming your way, and they truly are. And just trust that, that we have the divine. I see Mother Mary. I see Jesus, the angels. They're all with you, and they're saying, Karen, they're with your angels as well. Everything is going to work out perfectly, okay? You've just got to have a little faith, and you've got to trust. And know that in the divine timing, everything good is going to come your way, okay? So there's no need to fear any of this. It's going to be a positive time for you. Does that make sense, Karen?
Yes.
Okay. Getting, you've got to watch. Please don't worry about anything. I'm getting I'm getting detox a little bit. So that could be your thoughts, okay? So detox those thoughts and just, take good care of yourself. And you're going to see how that really helps you to manifest as well, okay? The angels are guiding you. They're saying, Karen, listen to your dreams. And, ask to be of service. And when we're, of service to others, it helps us to go along our path because we're here to serve, you know, others as well. And with that being said, the angel abundance is with you, and there's going to be a beautiful, steady flow of abundance coming your way, hon, okay? God bless you, Karen, and really, you know, like, really embrace this beautiful energy that is with us now during this eclipse, okay?
Okay. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless. Take care now. Angel bless.
Thank you, both of you.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, we're going to pick up our next caller. Area code 860, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Lisa. This is, thank you so much.
Hi,
Lisa.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, what do my angels want me to know or do most?
All right, fantastic. Let's see what we've got for you. It takes me just a sec here. The first thing they have for you is that lately you've actually had a false sense of entrapment. Of being overly focused, kind of like on material things, and not being as, you know, you've been like fear-based thoughts is what I'm hearing. And so you feel like you're trapped, you're being, you know, you're being overly focused on things that you don't need to focus on. And these are actually big things. These have more to do, I actually, out of 78 cards, there's 22 cards in the deck that are major arcana. And today I have actually pulled for you out of three cards that are major arcana. So there are 75 cards still in that deck, but yet three of them that I pulled for you are major cards. So these have to do with the big picture of your life. The other cards are about the small picture, how you feel, one-on-one, you know, relationships, how you're dealing with those. These are major things. So if you are feeling trapped, it is time for you to look at things in a different manner. This is really big. You're being way too overly focused on things that either are materialistic or not in a, you know, not positive, but negative things like things are going to happen or this and that. It could be at work. I'm not really sure. But what I'm also hearing with Archangel Jeremiah coming in is that you need to review and evaluate. And so basically this is taking the time to sit down and evaluate why you feel things aren't working out. Write it down. Make a list. The thing is, the only way you can change anything is, first of all, to become aware of it. We often have feelings and thoughts, but they're not necessarily clear. So I'm hearing you need to get out and you need to take a review and really evaluate by writing things down about how, you know, what you really see. What do you see? What's happening right now? What do you see where your future is going? And evaluate and a favorable assessment on how to reach those goals. You are the only one that can create what happens in your life. You are the only one that has control. If things are not working, you're the only one that can make changes. Often people want to control you. They don't like the changes you're making, but that's not about them. It's about you. And you need to only direction your life favorably, in a good direction. It is actually time for you to take a favorable assessment of those facts, and it is time to move in a new direction. It is time for you to make new choices. I promise you, I have a feeling that's why you asked more of a general question, so you could get that broader picture. And this is absolutely what they're giving you today, is the biggest picture of your life. This is about your big future, not about the daily stuff that goes on. This is about the big picture. And if you want to be happy, you are going to evaluate and make some changes because you are not trapped. The only thing that is trapping you is your thoughts. So let those fear-based thoughts go. Realize that you can jump on a train and go across the country and start a new life. You can go to the next town. You can go to the business that works next door to where you are. You can give up boyfriends, girlfriends, and everything in your life to rechange, because this maybe your group of friends aren't really what you want them to be. I don't know. I don't have that detail, but I just know it's time for you to move in a new direction. If you do, you're going to have a brilliant, brilliant ideas are going to come your way. You're going to end up with a really happy outcome. Please have the confidence in yourself. You are actually, I'm feeling, a very powerful person. So look for Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Jeremiah, and Archangel Uriel, because all three of them have come in today to help you. Archangel Uriel will absolutely help you make the changes for those happy outcomes. And that's the message I have for you.
Thank you very much.
Come on, beautiful. I hope it makes sense.
And Lisa, this is DC. I have a little bit more to add. You're asked to just have faith, you know, and allow the angels to come in, you know, allow, you know, the divine to come in and help heal a situation that you're going through presently. Okay? And this is going to involve you having a little bit of faith. Everything is going to work out fine. And all you have to do is just, you know, be ready to get the guidance that is coming your way. I see the angels surrounding you, and they're asking you to just, you know, have faith and know that everything is working out. And you have a couple guardian angels with you. They're saying, Lisa, you're safe. You're protected. There's no need to worry. Okay, so don't worry. And I'm getting, you know, there's choices around you, and I'm getting there may be like maybe some arguments. There may be even like a little bit of confrontation, okay? So ask the angels to come in and to help you come from a place of love. And when you do, this will be resolved in a much better way, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you're having like there's memories going on during your dream time. Okay, I don't know if you keep a dream journal, but I would ask that you keep a dream journal. It's going to help you to see what's going on. Okay, have you had any reoccurring dreams, hon? Because I'm getting, I see like your dreams are very powerful. And they're really going to help you to go down that path of success, okay?
Just need to remember them.
You know, put that intention out, to the angels and say, please help me to remember them, and have a notebook, you know, via your bedside. And as soon as you wake up, whatever you can remember, please write it down. I'm getting, you know, things are changing. They're going in a positive direction. Whatever you've been wanting, you know, it is coming your way. We have another angel coming in. And you've got to release those old patterns. There's something within you that you're holding on to. And sometimes you're not even realizing it. But you've got to let go of it. You've got to have confidence that you will succeed in the future. Let go of that. And the angels are going to help, you know, you to have, you know, a different perspective, to see, you know, things in a different way and have new insight. And I'm getting, you know, we have another beautiful angel coming in, and she's saying, you know, there's going to be abundant resources around you. And you've got all this talent within you. You've got to connect with your creativity, and you're going to see that as you do, you know, it's going to bring, you know, abundance your way. So whatever you're creative in, whatever it is that you like to do, please connect with that creativity, okay? And I'm getting it's going to bring prosperity your way, okay? So all is well. Just keep, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You're moving along great. Let go of anything that you feel is holding you back, okay? And try to stay in the present moment, because I see that you don't stay in the here and the now. You're looking maybe forward, you're looking backward, and just have, like I said, have trust in divine timing. It's really going to help you with this situation, okay? And sometimes, you know, our prayers are answered in, you know, in a different way than we expect, but they are going to be answered. And when other people are involved, they have free will as well, so it may take a little bit longer, but everything's going to come to you, Lisa, at the right time, okay? So know that, you know, all is well, and just try to, like I said, try to, you know, like, remember those dreams. And know that, you know, you're preparing for this beautiful future. It's coming your way. You're going to live your dreams, hon, okay?
Thank you so much, girls. Thank you. God bless you both.
Oh, you're
God
welcome.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Angel, okay, Eileen, we have Christmas lights here. We have a ton of callers.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we'll have to long as quick as we can, then. We'll do our best.
Yep.
Hello.
Area code 5-6. Hi, you're live with Angel Andix. Can we have your name, please?
My name's Brandy.
Hi, Brandy.
Do you have a question? As my husband is having he's in sales and he's not doing so well right now, and he's having problems with his, or like he's like a scheduling manager, and his salesperson he's working with is like being really mean and wants to cut ties with him, and I'm just worried about his job.
Okay, we got you.
Well, what I have, not really sure if it really addresses it. And part of sometimes the hard part is I don't read as well when someone calls in and asks a question for someone else, because I don't have his permission to read him and answer those questions. Does that make sense?
I've talked about him before with other people, and I know him for 32 years, and he would be fine if someone read him.
Well, and that's fine if other readers feel that way. That's just how I feel, that it's kind of invasion.
I mean,
but let me give
like
you my
help. It also concerns me with our financial situation, so, I mean, if you could look at it from my end, how it's going to impact, how his life is going to impact my family and me.
I'm just not getting very much in that area as far as business or work or job, or other than that he really has been doing a job well done. That
he does.
You know,
he works really hard, and that's what really makes me so sad. Like, I don't
understand. Yeah, and he likes his job. He likes what he does. He's very content at what he at that position. It means the world to him, and it is actually his own spiritual area of enlightenment. It brings him to his highest vibration when he does a great job.
Yeah.
Maybe there's an opportunity there for him to take some time. And sometimes this is what it takes to brainstorm. Sometimes it's not always an around-the-table conversation with your workmates. Sometimes it is taking yourself out of the job place, out of the situation, spending some alone time with no one else, not talking about it, but actually meditating on it and seeing if new ideas and opportunities come to mind. There may be areas within the business that he can perceive where he could bring in new sales, i.e.
Mm-hmm.
one of those things is going back and look at your previous sales over the last 5 years, seeing if you can contact those customers and see if they need any additional opportunities. You know, just being that. I see that that both of you actually are really good people. You try to do the most you can for others. You're kind. When people ask for prayers, you both are willing to, you know, give them prayers and good thoughts and healing. But it's, you know, the other thing that you can do is really ask the angels, your own and his, you know, ask him to ask his,
mm-hmm.
to really come forward and help him. And one of the ways is not to just help, you know, come forward and help me. Well, that's real easy, but it doesn't work. So the
mm-hmm.
prayer should be more over
gratitude.
Come and show me what I can do to make the changes that will bring me more sales, that will, you know, help the lineage of this position that I've had. Show me and make it obvious. And that's the thing. I'll tell you, I was asking for a certain something for a long time, and it was kind of there, but it wasn't. And when I asked them to show me so that it was so obvious, I would have to recognize it. There was things that came in front of me that I practically tripped over. I mean, I would have fell down if I hadn't have paid attention to it. And so that's what I'm saying. It's sometimes it's not what we're asking. It's the way we ask it. They can't interpret. It's, you know, maybe, I don't know what DC has on this reading, but she often uses an example of a hamburger. If you go up to a window and you say, I want a hamburger, they're going to give you a bun
and a piece of meat. That's a hamburger. If you want what you want, you ask for a hamburger with lettuce, tomato. You know, you want this one with Thousand Island dressing and just a little bit of onion. And so you ask for it the way you want it to land. So in this situation, ask for them to show you in a clear-cut way what it is you need to, you or him need to do to make those changes. But you really, just keep charging ahead. Don't take no for an answer. Expect miracles to happen because they really are going to appear. The solutions will be there. I promise you. I'm hearing that as the final message is it may be very mystical the way it comes through, but the solutions will appear. And that's the message I have for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. DC, what do you have?
And this is DC. Hold on. Don't leave us yet. I'm getting, this is a little bit of a rough patch, guys, okay? And I'm getting the word forgiveness, okay? So, you know, if there's anything that you guys are holding on to, please let it go, okay? Try to stay upbeat, okay? And know that, you know, things are changing from the better, okay? Tough times are changing. The both of you need to, like, stay grounded and focus. And I'm getting, like, a stable career opportunity is coming, hun. So, really, in reality, there's nothing to worry about. I'm also getting,
for
you guys.
For him or for me?
So you, yes.
For him?
For
both
for him.
Of us.
You were asking about
him. For him. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But I the job opportunity, you know, you asked about him, so I'm giving you about him. I'm getting stable job opportunity. But you both have to watch the feelings that you're having because I'm getting there are some negative feelings, and it's affecting both of your health, okay? You've got to, you know, learn to do things in a productive way, and you've got to, you know, relax, meditate. Get outside, do something, you know, that brings you joy, okay? Stay as cheerful as you can, and this is going to help, you know, both of you when you go for a job interview. If you're cheerful and you're in that upbeat mood, people are going to notice the both of you, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
So I'm getting,
you
know,
it.
Like, yeah, you're going to be fine. The both of you are going to be fine, okay? So, you know, just, I'm getting, you know, you've got to believe in yourself, okay? The both of you have to believe in yourself, and you're going to know when the right time comes, okay? You know, I'm sort of feeling like as we're connecting, nothing is happening right now, but just know that this is a great time to reflect and to figure out, is there anything personally that I can do to change, you know, myself? I see the wheels, like, of progress moving a little bit slowly, but this is giving you time to reflect on yourself, both of you, to go within and maybe change a couple things about yourself, to, you know, to present yourself maybe in a little bit different of a way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, like, different. Relax right now, and you're headed for, like, different work is what the angels are showing me, okay? I'm getting the word pretty soon there's going to be a decision that you have to make. There's going to be good news, okay? And the more that you can enjoy yourself, the better this is going to turn out, okay? So please don't worry. The message is do not worry. All is well, okay?
Yeah.
And that's what I have. So just, you know, live with passion, have a positive attitude, and know that everything is going to be fine, hon, okay? Because it truly is. It's fine. Nothing to worry about, okay? And the more that you can love and approve of yourself, the better your life becomes, hon. And that's what we have for you. Thank you for calling us. And please, you know, call back and let us know how everything is. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Angel blessing.
Thanks, bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
We have a few more people here.
All right.
Okay.
Hi.
Area code 330. Hi. Can we have your name, please?
Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. How about a committed romantic love for me, please?
Now what's going on romantically? Okay, well, let me see what I can find out. What I see is that there has actually been an opportunity that you have been missing. You're not opening your eyes to it, and it's kind of been in front of you. And so opening up your eyes to that opportunity and seeing it is what I'm hearing. You might need to talk to others because maybe you just don't recognize it, that there could be quite a good balance there for you
in this situation. But I will tell you that what you really want, your desired outcome, is actually going to be better if you don't force it to happen, but you allow it to happen. Have the faith and patience to know that the very near future, your outcome of what you want will happen. I do see. So I think it's actually, I think someone in your love life is already, is somebody you already know. Like I said, you're missing an opportunity there because of your own discontent. You're not recognizing that there actually is someone there. So open your eyes to that possibility because there is a relationship that as long as you do this, it will grow closer. It may be with somebody that you may have had words with in the past, so there might be a little, you know, little resolution that needs to be there in your own feelings, you know, maybe a little forgiveness, like, yeah, I may have judged them too harshly. I forgive myself for doing that. Because forgiveness is mostly about ourselves and why we did certain things and the judgment of them. How somebody reacted to us makes us mad. But often the reason why they reacted to us was what we did to begin with. We're just mad that they reacted that way. So, you know, this could be somebody that maybe you kind of had something like that with. But I think they actually already really kind of do like you and really hope that you kind of have the patience with them to get to know them. And that's the message I have for you. I hope that resonates with you. I hope there's somebody that you're thinking of that maybe might fit that bill.
I'm thinking of someone, but he hasn't asked me out or anything. Is it the man I'm thinking of?
Well, I don't know if it's the man you're thinking of, but what I'm saying is that there was something there that maybe happened, maybe little words. You know, I don't know if it's a coworker or not, but, you know, maybe there was a situation that came down and you were maybe a little more aggressive toward or a little upset that it the outcome was the way it was. And he feels, at this point, he feels that you're kind of holding that. He's kind of intimidated by that. Does that make sense? Kind of afraid to come forward for fear that because of that past situation that you wouldn't like him. And so it's a matter of forgiving how a situation may have come down to be able to move forward and actually have a relationship with this person because they are really pretty well suited for you. But just allow the freedom in your life to be, like, you know, like riding a horse. Feel that freedom in life, be yourself, and accept that freedom that everyone is who they are. We're not all perfect. Everybody has, you know, a nick in their hide, or, you know, which sometimes can be your heart. And that it doesn't mean that you're not still good and that you're not still wonderful and that, you know, you can't prance like a pony. It certainly does. And so kind of allow that to come out of you and allow that to come forth from the other person. And that's the message I have for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. DC, what do you have?
Hi. Yes. Hi, this is DC, hon. This is a time right now to really like to, you know, focus on you, you know, do a little bit of meditation and really think about what it is that you're wanting. You know, what are the qualities that you want in this person? What are the qualities that you won't accept, okay? And the word forgiveness, maybe a little bit of self-forgiveness is needed right now, is what the angels are showing me. And I'm also getting, you know, this is a time to just make sure that you're around people that are uplifting, that are positive, and they'll really help to uplift your energy. The angels are saying, please don't rush into making any decisions. You know, wait a little bit longer because you're really going to connect with who you want to connect with, okay? And when you find that you're happy with yourself, that is going to reflect, you know, in the romantic area of your life, okay? It'll reflect in your attitude, and then you're going to see the perfect person is going to come along, okay? So I'm getting, think about what it is that you are wanting, and please, like, for right now, don't jump into something. I am getting, like, down the road, you're going to be, you know, in a relationship, it's going to be beautiful, possibility, you know, of commitment. So make sure that you know exactly, you know, like what's within you and everything. If there's anything within you that you need to release, now's the time to do it, okay? I'm also getting, okay, I'm getting, you know, this beautiful new romantic person is going to come in, and he's going to be what you're looking for. I'm seeing, like, new love. You're going to have a lot of times that are going to be incredibly fun with like, each other. I'm getting actually even the word soulmate, but you've got to, you know, you've got to work on yourself first. You've got to make sure you love yourself first. And that's going to reflect in, you know, you're going to be like a magnet where people are going to just be wanting to connect with you, okay? So when you're secure with yourself, you're going to see how things change, okay? But I'm getting, the first thing I'm getting is you got to watch because the first person I see coming along, he's going to have dark hair, I think, and he's going to be sort of like, I see like a little snake, so sort of like a snake charmer. You've got to watch for him because it's only like you're seeing one side of him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that first person is going to have dark hair. He's going to be very, very, you know, like you're thinking, oh, my gosh, like I'm so attracted. But he's not going to be the one that you want to spend the rest of your life with. He's going to be the kind that's going to be, like, you know, charming and everything. But he's also, like I said, he could be very compulsive. He can be very mysterious. But he's not the one that's going to make you happy in the long run, hon, okay?
Okay.
So work on you. And, you know, when you're ready at the right time, your true love is going to come your way. But this guy might come in the meantime. And just know that, like I said, he has dark hair, and he's very, like I said, charming. He's handsome. He's mysterious. But he's not the one that you're going to spend your life with, okay? I hope that helped.
Okay. Thank you.
Angel blessings, hon.
All right. Fantastic.
Okay. We're going to pick up another one really fast. We have like 11 minutes. Okay. Area code 805. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Teresa. I don't want to take up a lot of your time, DC. Hello.
Hi, Teresa. Hi, do you have a question?
I just have a situation right now that I've got some fears over. And I just want you to ease my mind over it.
Okay.
All right. Do you just want DC to read for you, or do you want me to give it a go?
You know what? Eileen, I'm just going to give her something really fast, and you can give her what you're getting. I'm getting, don't worry, Teresa, you're going to get advice from someone that you can trust, okay? There's going to be a solution, okay? So you've got to stay grounded, and you've got to stay focused, okay? The person that I see, you know, that may come in and help, he may either have, like lighter hair or maybe gray hair. Okay, he may even have the initial K around him. But your situation will be resolved. Don't worry, okay? And I'm getting, you know, the angels are all around you, and there's a healing taking place right now. Okay? Eileen?
All right.
What I have for you is the plans that you've had really need some more revision because there really is more going on than what meets the eye. It's terrible timing. Usually I say poor timing, but terrible just falls out of my mouth. It's terrible time. So your plans need revision. So look at things from a different perspective. Let yourself have kind of an awakening about this. Allow it to be at a standstill. But that standstill will only be temporary. It is important for you to look through this and really to be yourself. Learning all there is to know about the topic is really going to benefit you, even if you have to take, you know, a quick little class on the internet or something like that. So you have your own knowledge instead of being blind-eyed by someone who says they do, and maybe they're not giving you the proper information. Look towards Archangel Gabriel, and she will help you with having that awakening of bringing that knowledge into your life that you need to have in your hands right now. Because, like I said, there's really just more going on than meets the eye. And that's the message I have for you.
Thank you both so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. DC, are you there?
I'm here. We have one more caller, Eileen, and we have approximately 7 minutes, okay?
Perfect.
Area code 347. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, this is Keisha. Hi, DC.
Hello, Keisha. It's awesome to connect with you. Do you have a question this
evening
for us?
Thanks for taking my call. I really, really, really want to move from where I'm staying at. And I'm kind of like, I got a job, but I didn't start yet. But I just want to move now. And I've been here for a long time, but I just want to, I don't know, I guess believe in myself that it could happen. You know what I mean?
Okay. Awesome.
I'm just getting the feeling that it just might not be quite the right timing to just jump in and do it. I don't know. I just get that feeling in my chest. But don't give up. You really actually created a lot there. And I have the courage to actually, what I'm hearing is don't give up on the move, though. Protect what you have created within yourself and believe in yourself. Just have the courage to move forward because you definitely have the fire in you to make this move. But just, kind of do your research instead of just moving real quick willy-nilly. Do a little bit more research and really look into where you want to move and what that next move is that you would like to make. When you do finally make that move, it will be a celebration. Because you have not been having enough fun in your life. It's like you have a cloud or a blanket over you where you're at. And that's what you feel like you want to get away from. And you absolutely will. So don't give up on yourself. Protect that, those feelings that you've created that you can do this. Absolutely believe in yourself and have the courage. Once you break through, but make sure you do your research on where you want to move. And so that's why I'm saying not bam, just make sure you really choose the next spot where you're moving because once you make that move, it'll absolutely feel like a celebration. And that's what I have for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've had money issues, so that's why I've been staying there because I haven't been able to attract the money that I want.
Okay, Keisha, this is DC. Really fast, honey, really fast. There's karma around you, like as we're speaking, but it's not your karma. So you've just got to hang tight. Everything is going to work itself out, okay? And you're saying, about money issues and everything. I'm getting there's something new coming for you, and it's going to be right around the corner, basically, okay? And just where you are right now, you've put those, seeds of prosperity and abundance out there. Your finances are, going to improve. Everything is going to work out for you. But like I say, there's karma, around you right now, so you've got to be careful, okay? I'm also getting...
How do I clear that? It's somebody else's karma?
Well, there's karma, you're in the storm of karma, but just stay tight. You're going to be all fine. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
There's things going around, all over the place. Things are getting blown out of proportion here and there. Stay calm. Don't worry. Just do what you have to do. Think about you and you alone. Don't think about anything else. And everything is going to work itself out for you, okay? Be patient. Stay optimistic. Everything is turning out well, okay? Focus your energy just on your desires. Stay positive. Love and appreciate everything that you have in your life presently, okay? And stay optimistic. The sun is shining upon you. Expect everything to work out. And the angels are saying, Keisha, it's your turn to shine, honey. Okay?
Yes.
So stay positive and know that all is well, honey. And that's what we have for you. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Eileen. And that is to face your fears and break out of your old patterns and old conventions. Just because you've done something in the past doesn't mean that you need to continue to do that in the future. Try something new. Change the habits. Reach out to new directions. I tell you, the Thunderbird is rising in you, and the ashes come to new growth and new beginnings. And that's what I have for you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Blessings.
Many angel blessings.
Thanks.
And Eileen, we want to tell everyone that, we're connected with the angels, but they too are connected with the angels, and
Yes.
The angels can help you in every aspect of your life, whether it's relationships, it's work, you need some help with healing, you need some help, you know, in loving yourself, you know, you need a little bit of light to shine in your life. You know, you have the ability to connect with your angels. They're all around you, and they're reminding us that we are never alone. All we have to do is call upon them. They'll bring us clarity. They'll bring us wisdom. They'll bring us healing, whatever it is, okay? Because so many people feel they're alone, and they're not, okay? And the angels are blessing each one of us in ways that we can't even imagine. And this is the time where this energy is so incredible, Eileen. I'm taking advantage of it. I don't know about you, but I'm going to take advantage of this magnificent energy.
Yes, I am too. I kind of had some of that, you know, the push me, pull me. So I had some draws this week that I didn't like. I kind of feel like the last caller that I would really love to make a move right now, and I'd love to do it willy-nilly, but I'm just not finding anything. And so I think I'm going to take the part of that reading and utilize the message in it for myself and go out and know that I am brilliant. Do what brilliant things I can, feel the energy that we've got all around us right now, and that by being that energy, you draw in the other energies to make the changes that you want by feeling good and being vibrantly alive. And so, DC, I think I did your message.
What makes you feel vibrantly alive? You're a nature person. You're always out in nature. You always put the beautiful pictures on Facebook. Nature is very healing. Just going outside, connecting with that beautiful energy, putting your feet on Mother Earth. It's so, you know, connect with Mother Earth, breathe in the fresh air, and just allow, like, all the messages to come to you from your guides, the angels, the trees, the plants, the flowers. And Eileen does it all the time. So you're really smart, Eileen.
Yeah, other people just think I'm a wild woman, but that's okay. I don't mind.
That's all right. You're wild and you're on a mission, and you go, girl. Ginger's saying, you go, girl. She really loves you.
Yeah.
And I do, too.
I know. Some days I just have more energy than I know what to do with, but I actually do utilize it. If I have the energy, I send it to others. I'll try to do what I can for the people around me, or I do get out and give it to myself by spending time in nature and loving the world around me and just trying to be vibrantly alive as much as I possibly can, and it brings me the greatest goodness in my life. So I try to do that.
Truly.
But we all have our ups and downs. We all have our days that don't work well for us, and if there wasn't those days that do hit us in that way, we would never recognize the fabulous, alive, bright days. So we have to have a little balance in everything, a little yin and yang, and that's part of life. So enjoy, and hope to see you all and talk to you all next week. I love you. I love you, DC.
I love you, Eileen, and I love all our listeners. We hope to be back next week. Angel blessings, everyone. Have a great week.
Angel blessings. Bye.